Now, the Russian army has strengthened its southern defenses in response to NATO's growing military presence near the country's borders.
Firstly, we will consider the issue of improving the firing strengths of our troops out of southern military district. In the last years, the military-political situation in the southwestern strategic direction became more sensitive. Mostly, it is connected with the growing military presence of NATO in Eastern Europe, the situation in Ukraine and the activity of international terrorist groups. Since 2013, more than 200 organizational steps have been taken in the southern military district. 4 divisions, 9 brigades and 22 regiments were formed, including the creation of 2 missile brigades equipped with Iskander-M complexes. The number of contract troops doubled. A self-sufficient group of forces was deployed in Crimea.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu made those remarks during a meeting of military officials in Moscow. Meanwhile, Romania is calling for the formation of a NATO brigade to be based in the country. 6 NATO members, including Poland and Bulgaria, would take part in the task force, which was agreed at the Western Military Alliances Summit earlier this month. NATO has beefed up its military presence in Eastern Europe despite repeated warnings by Russia. Ties between Moscow and NATO have soured since the beginning of the Ukraine crisis in 2014. The alliance blames Russia for the deadly conflict. The Kremlin denies the accusation. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Mr. James Jatras, who is a former U.S. Senate foreign policy analyst, and he's joining us live now from Washington. Mr. Jatras, Russia upping its defenses is quite a natural reaction, isn't it, to NATO?
Of course, and I think this shows that NATO is a completely useless and dangerous organization. After all, we've had all these terrorist attacks in Europe this week. What is NATO doing about that? The real threat to European security? Not a thing. Instead, they want to go around poking the bear in the eye to see if he reacts, and of course he's going to react. When we put increased NATO forces in Romania, in the Baltic states, Black Sea, the Baltic Sea, the Russians are going to respond, and they have what is called escalatory dominance. Whatever we raise, and we put a brigade in, they could put 2-3 brigades into their own territory to counteract them. There's simply no way these moves could in any way enhance Western security. They can only endanger it.
So then the question always comes to mind, why then? Why is NATO expanding at this rate? Now even Romania wants a brigade there.
I think part of it does come from these countries in Eastern Europe that, despite the fact that there's absolutely no reason to think Russia has hostile military designs on these countries, they feel that they can get the attention from the Western powers, especially from the United States, by hyping a threat which any normal person knows is not there. And let's face it, NATO is a bureaucracy. It is something that's been looking for a mission since the end of the Cold War. It committed wars of aggression in Yugoslavia in the 1990s, and now it's playing brinksmanship with the Russians and, frankly, risking an accidental outbreak of a major war, possibly a nuclear war, over something that's unintended.
And picking up on the last point that Mr. Jatras, how likely or are the chances increasing then of that accidental outbreak of violence or even, as you said, nuclear war?
I'm afraid they are, because let's be clear, if for some reason there was a face-off between Russian forces and NATO forces, there's simply no way, even with these enhanced presences of another brigade in Romania, for example, these areas could be defended from overwhelming Russian force. The only way NATO could credibly claim to defend these areas is if we were willing to risk a general nuclear exchange with Moscow. And I don't know of any normal human being in the United States who would be willing to trade New York or Chicago for Tallinn or Bucharest. But unfortunately, we don't have normal people making our policies.
Very well. We'll leave it there at that point. But as always, Mr. Jatras, we, of course, appreciate you taking your time out to speak to us here at Press TV.
Thank you.